It's the big time. I'm Whitney Allen. Lucas with us. Morgan Evans.
Hey.
How have we not met?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've Especially been... with the stalking you've been doing.
I know. Yeah. I stalk. So what? You know, I got the okay from your wife to stalk you.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
Did you find anything juicy?
No, I just started. Because I had to get her okay first.
I wish you luck.
Well, I know you guys got married in October.
December.
December 2017. How's it going with dibs?
It's good. We both miss him at the moment, actually.
Oh, okay. I heard there was issues with you and Dibs. Is that made up?
I mean, you know, there's a new man in the house now, you know?
Right.
No, we get on great now, because I'm actually the one that I get up earlier than Kelsey, so I'm actually the one that, like, gets up and feeds him now. So
really?
He likes me a lot.
My dogs don't do mornings. My dogs are like, oh, you're getting up? No, you're not. No. They will get on me like, no, you're not getting up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're small, but there's three of them, so they win.
Okay, staying in bed, it's not my choice.
Yeah, exactly. And they make a lot of freaking noise. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, you know what? Once I get up, the day's going to start. My day's going to be overrun with dogs. I'm just going to stay here as long as I can.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
So we are very excited. We saw your set earlier. We were out there shoving food down our gullets. And it was great.
Thank you.
But we were far enough away that I didn't see the band situation.
Okay.
I literally thought you were up there with a band.
Did you?
And then when you, like, were...
Introduced the band.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm like, wait, where's the band? I was like, you have band in a box.
Yeah, it's a loop station, so I can sort of record things as I go, and they repeat over and over again. So I do a little drum sound and a little guitar sound and a bass sound, and I make as much noise as I can.
When do you do the drum sound and the bass sound?
When? Just anytime up on stage. Just I can't
wait. So you did the band when you were on the stage. I'm so confused by all of this.
Yeah. There's
it's
no
like live as it goes,
there's no pre-recording. So like
I was really
hit
confused.
The guitar and it sounds like a doof, you know.
Right.
And then I can hit it another way, and it sounds like a clack crack. So you can do like doof, crack, doof, doof, crack. And then that's the drums, you know. And then you beatbox a little bit, and then you got some pedals that make it sound like a bass guitar, and you
that's
play the, yeah. It's really fun. It's kind of nerdy, but it's super fun.
No, I was wondering how you won this, because I saw this award for the Australian. You won the Australian Award for Country Work of the Year. Now I understand. Because it's not like a single or a song. It's like
He's working.
That's funny.
That's a real deal thing you got going on there.
That award is a songwriting award, actually. And, that was really recently. Thanks for bringing that up.
You're very welcome. Yeah, you know, there's some people who are big in... Like, who wins French music? Like, Brad Paisley was always winning the French Music Awards. Yeah. Remember that? But, you know, Brad's
huge
not
in France.
Yeah, he's huge in France. Awesome. This goes back a couple of years, and it was like, well, Brad's not from France. You know, how'd that happen? But you're from Australia, so you win stuff in your home country. And
I mean, that's the first time I've ever won that award. That was a good one, yeah.
So you won that for Kiss Somebody?
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
When do we get to see a whole album? Because we need one.
We're working that out right now, like in terms of when it comes out. But there'll be more music before that. So,
wait, music that you work for on stage, or are they going to be real guys or girls?
Well, actually, honestly, the whole record we've made with my producer and I, like Kiss Somebody, we played everything, the two of us. Yeah, the record. Yeah,
they got to rename this award something more than being just for
like
songwriting.
Super work.
Yeah, because this is like working it.
It's such a creative way. I've never made music like that before. I've always gone in and cut with a live band and, you know, boom, there's the song.
Right.
But, this whole record has just been he and I, and we've had a drummer come in and play on a few songs, like a real, proper, actual human.
Wow. But, big old cheating thing going on there.
Yeah, but it's been such a creative process to be able to like, hey, dude, let's try this. Oh, let's delete that. Let's try this. I'll just delete that.
And
hey,
no one's feelings get hurt.
Bit. Yeah,
right?
No one's feelings get hurt, and I can like go in and play a piano if I want, and I can suck until it sounds good, you know. And
wow.
I can play whatever guitar is in there, and try things out, and the whole experience has just been so creative. Yeah.
How many things do you play? We only know about the loop station. A brand new term for me.
Yeah.
The guitar. Now I know piano.
Yeah. I mean, everything else I can just sort of.
The drums on the guitar.
I can get by on.
That's true.
I can get by on most things, but I only play guitar really.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
But piano.
Yeah. I play piano okay.
Okay. Wow. All right. Because if you have a loop box, you can do anything. Do you need backup loopers? Because we can make noise.
Yeah.
Especially Binoj. You don't want another noise to come out of him.
Well, I mean, you guys can come up there. All you need to do is you need to come up once and do whatever you need to do, and then it records and happens over and over again.
And then
again.
He'd kick you off
the
stage.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Somehow my feelings would be hurt.
Or no,
maybe it's just me.
Then you just don't have to. You can just stay. You can dance.
Oh, then you do backup dancing.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, how was it? out there because you were, I think, the first performer on the, what do they call this, the spotlight stage?
Yeah.
And the sun was directly over, oh, that's right. That's right. The sun was directly pretty much over overhead. Am I right?
It was hot.
How brutal was that?
It was hot.
We were in the shade and we were dying.
Did you see the fire? You caused a fire.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the fire?
That happened while I was playing, right?
Yeah, I did.
I was hoping no one got hurt from that. Like, that's a big flame. Yeah. I still don't know what that was.
We just created a backstory for it. Yeah. It was an RV fire.
Yeah, Jackie said that it was.
Last night they all got drunk when they came in, and then they got into a fight, and the girl next door slept with the guy in the RV next door. So this morning his wife went and set the other RV on fire.
Yeah. That's the rumor we're spreading.
It's a no-brainer.
she just made it up.
It made sense to me with the smoke.
Logical.
It was just beer for breakfast. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned.
My head went straight to Breaking Bad. I was like, uh-oh.
The meth lab. It's happening.
Meth lab in the desert.
It's happening. Yeah, exactly. I know it's only April, but that really is the first unofficial sign of summer when an RV is up in flames.
Yeah.
It usually hits on the side of the road, though, so this is a whole different, like with a frame and an audience, and you were up there with a musical background. It was very romantic, kind of.
You put the soundtrack to the fire.
Yeah. Well, I hope no one got hurt.
No, we don't think so. We heard the fire department come.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, did you go over and check
on
it?
No, somebody else did, and I saw the video and everything from it.
Jackie knows everything going
on. I will
stage
find
shows.
Out what
we
happens.
Yeah,
I believe you.
Find out.
The way that your eyes just look
exactly.
there, I believe you.
You know what, Morgan? I got a little scared myself when I saw those eyes. I don't often see those.
I just want to make sure everybody was okay.
So you were hitting the road with Chris Young and Kane Brown?
Yep.
Dude.
Yeah, we've done a couple of weeks already.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
oh, that's right.
So much fun.
I don't know. I lose track of what month it is or year.
Time does fly, but yeah.
I know.
It's been awesome. Yeah.
Chris is like packing those places out, right? And those country music fans get there early.
It's crazy. I mean, we've done a lot of outdoor stuff the first couple of weeks. The rest of them are arenas. But yeah, we played in Orange Beach, Alabama the other day, and there's 10,000 people there. Like all in this massive amphitheater. And I was just like, oh. This is so cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you ever think when you were in Australia, you were like, I'm going to play Orange Beach, Alabama one day, and I'm going to kill it?
I didn't even know that was a place.
I know.
Like, but you always, like, you know, when you're in Australia, you're thinking about country music in America, you always dream of possibly doing it. And I really feel like, especially in the last few weeks, it's like that's coming true, you know?
It's happening.
It's like the kiss somebody's gone from that song that I'm like, oh, this is my new single, to like the song that people are really singing, you know?
Right.
And, There's not a better feeling in the world.
Any places you're looking, like, do you have a bucket list of places you want to play, like here or Australia, that opera house that y'all have?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a pretty awesome place. Yeah. But, I mean, Red Rocks is one of those places for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I've always wanted to go there.
Yeah, I haven't even been there.
We haven't either.
I feel like I've seen so many live DVDs that were shot there or live concert footage that's been shot there, you know. But anywhere near the coast, too, I'm into.
Yeah.
Like anywhere I can go for a surf the same day.
Santa Barbara has a little amphitheater there that is fantastic.
Boom, put it on the list.
Strong arm someone.
Good tacos there, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Tell them that you know us. It won't mean anything, but, you know, at least we'll get our name out a little bit.
<That's okay.
laughs> Well, good. I'm pretty sure we'll see you on the road because Dana stalks Chris Young.
And I stalked Kane Brown.
And I got the okay to stalk you from your wife. So.
Oh, right. The triple stalk crew.
Yeah.
Or we won't see you on the road.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be in jail again, but whatever.
I'll see you. You won't see me.
Kiss Somebody is the tune. The album is coming. Do you have a name for it?
Probably Secret.
We're still throwing it around at the moment.
All right.
I have one that I think that I want it to be, but we need to get other people to agree with
me. Oh, you're not going to tell me, Ari?
Yeah. I can't tell you now.
Oh, you could, but you won't.
Well, if I tell you, it'll be a lie, though, you know? I don't want to, like, tell you something, then it's a change, you know?
You could say, I'd like it to be, and then... But the microphone
rhymes with
the microphone. Don't give in to her peer pressure.
All right, I'm not a peer. He's much more famous than I am. Everybody, give it up for Morgan Evans. Thank you for putting up with us, basically. Yeah. Yeah. Coming by.
Thanks, guys. This
Thank
is fun.
You.